Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. I'd like to present a hypothetical scenario to you. Imagine you are a farmer in the British colony of Connecticut in the year 1721. You are preparing to go to bed, get everything done that you need to have done, and it's the night of March 24th, 1721. So you get everything ready. Perhaps you have some final prayers with your family. You may read a chapter of scripture by candlelight and you go to bed. You wake up the next morning. It's March 25th, 1722. So you might ask yourself, what's going on here? Actually, March 25th was the colonial New Year's Day. So for a society like ours, which has January 1st as its New Year's Day, we would ask ourselves, why would March 25th be New Year's Day in an English colony back in the 1700s? Something that needs to be factored in here is the role and the influence of Christianity in Europe from at least the 5th to 6th century going forward. In the 6th century, there was a monk who is known by the name of Dionysius Exiguus. If you translate his name into English, it actually means Dennis the Short, which is why when it comes to theology and other matters, things in Latin just sound so much cooler than they do in English. What Dionysius did was to take the chronicles, the historical chronicles and records he had available, and to try to line up the calendar in terms of how many years it was from the time that the Lord Jesus was born up to that point. Dionysius did a pretty good job with what he had available. However, more modern work shows that he was off on the factor of maybe about 2 to 7 years, which is why you may read or hear, strangely enough, that Christ was born around 4 BC. So you'd ask yourself, how could Christ be born before Christ? That's how, for lack of a better term, a rounding error. However, what Dionysius left us was a calendar system in which our years are counted basically from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a term that's been used traditionally and is still used to some extent today. It's the acronym AD, which is Latin for Anno Domini. It means the year of our Lord. Note that the influence of Christianity in Europe from about the 5th to the 6th century was such that it was so Christ-centered that the people were looking to actually align their calendar around it. Question now is, why March 25th? Something to consider is that there was something and is still celebrated in many liturgical traditions here in Christianity here in the early 21st century. It's known as the Feast of the Annunciation. It's remembering the account of what we find in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, in which the angel Gabriel visits Mary and announces to her, hence Annunciation, that she was going to become the mother of our Lord. There are Christian theologians who understand that when Mary said to the angel Gabriel, "Let it be done to me according to your word," about the announcement that he gave, that the Holy Spirit, in a sense, settled upon Mary, and the Lord Jesus was conceived within her womb at that point. We find in church history that there are a number of writings in which the date of March 25th has great importance. It's not only the day of the Annunciation. There are some who have seen it as the day of Christ's crucifixion, because there were some who believed that one would die on the same day as they were conceived. There's also references to the creation of the world happening on March 25th. There are some who will see the parting of the Red Sea, as mentioned in the book of Exodus, happening on March 25th as well. So there was a large Christian body of thought that March 25th was a pivotal day in terms of Christian history. It was such that as time rolled by over the centuries, especially in England, that the Feast of the Annunciation was considered a feast as in a day off of work. It's what we in modern terms would call a holiday, which is actually where the term holiday comes from. It is shortened for Holy Day. So all that considered, we have the importance of March 25th as a day of celebration, a day in which, according to the thought of the time, the Lord God did a lot of different things on March 25th. It should be noted that what England did in the year 1752 was to enact calendar reform. It was similar to what the Roman Catholic Church implemented in a bit of Europe a few centuries earlier. Basically, the calendar was slipping out of synchronization with the seasons, and there were some dates that needed to be dropped from the calendar. I'm not here to actually teach medieval astronomy and calendar keeping as much as just to let you know why that happened. And in the midst of that, the official day of New Year's Day was shifted from March 25th to January 1st. It should be noted that with the celebration of Christmas on December 25th, it would make sense that if one is celebrating the conception of Christ, that would happen 9 months earlier, hence March 25th. But why would March 25th in particular be the day of New Year's in this Christian-centered way of thinking and keeping time? We've already seen what Dionysius did in terms of the number of years, but in terms of the way that the calendar started each year, it reflects the mindset of Christianity and the people of the time. They did not see one becoming a human, let's say at the point of birth, or maybe several months into gestation. They understood our humanity, our full humanity, as starting at the moment of our conception. Therefore, with the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25th, it was a celebration not of when Christ entered into the world as a baby, as important as that is, it's a celebration of when Christ became human. And I think that has implications for us as well, that we will remember that those who are the not yet born, the unborn, are fully human. They haven't made their appearance yet in terms of birth, but they're just as human as we are. That's a lesson I think we can draw from our medieval Christian counterparts. While they may have had some of the historical data wrong, when it came to their theological understanding of Christ and his humanity, and also our humanity as well, I believe they were right on target. And I think it's a lesson for us that we can draw as well. Something I did when my oldest son was born is that my wife was pregnant with him over the Christmas holidays when he was born a few months later into the new year. I wanted to make sure that he would understand in later years the importance of how we saw this way of viewing humanity, that he wasn't like a pseudo-human waiting to become human at birth. That even during that Christmas time, when he was several months in my wife's womb, that we wanted to make sure he would know that for years later. What we did was to buy a little Christmas ornament, baby's first Christmas. It's not from the year he was born, it's from the year he was conceived. And we thought it's an important souvenir for him to have over the years to reflect and have him understand that as he is and his wife are working through the growth of their family and development of their family, just a reminder of just the humanity that we have from what has been called womb to tomb. In conclusion, today is March 25th, 2026, and I think that the only appropriate way of closing this is to say, Happy New Year.